Harley dealers stand by CEO amid controversy. Harley-Davidson's leadership team has faced renewed criticism from conservative activist Robbie Starbuck, who led a high-profile campaign against the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in 2024. The controversy has sparked a heated debate within the motorcycle industry, with some dealers publicly supporting CEO Artie Starrs and others questioning his leadership. As the situation continues to unfold, Harley-Davidson dealers have come together to show their support for Starrs and the company's current leadership team. The National Powersports Dealer Association, NPDA, Harley-Davidson Council has issued a public statement backing CEO Artie Starrs, citing improved communication with dealers and a focus on strengthening the dealer network. The council's letter highlights the importance of strong relationships between manufacturers and their dealerships, which is crucial for the success of both parties. The criticism surrounding Starr's leadership has been fueled by recent executive appointments made under his watch. Starbuck has questioned the backgrounds of several Harley-Davidson executives, arguing that the company has not fully moved away from policies that sparked backlash among some customers 2 years ago. However, Harley-Davidson has defended its leadership team, stating that Starrs has focused on strengthening the dealer network and core motorcycle business. Indian Motorcycle has entered the conversation, with several conservative influencers criticizing Harley-Davidson while promoting the brand as an alternative American V-twin brand. Indian Motorcycle later released a statement denying allegations that it orchestrated the criticism, but also declined to distance itself from the broader conversation. The controversy has sparked a wider debate about the role of motorcycle manufacturers in society and their relationship with their customers. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how Harley-Davidson will respond to the criticism and whether its leadership team can navigate the challenges ahead. Indian Motorcycle's statement marked an unusual direct public exchange between the two iconic American motorcycle brands. The company argued that riders have the right to question Harley-Davidson's decisions and that stronger competition benefits the motorcycle industry. The NPDA Harley-Davidson Council largely avoided the political debate in its letter, instead urging dealers to focus on customers and business performance. This approach highlights the importance of keeping the customer at the forefront of a manufacturer's strategy, particularly during times of controversy. As the situation continues to unfold, it is clear that Harley-Davidson faces significant challenges ahead. The company must navigate the criticism and find ways to strengthen its relationships with dealers and customers while also driving business performance. The future of Harley-Davidson remains uncertain, but one thing is clear: the company's leadership team must prioritize communication, customer satisfaction, and business performance if it hopes to overcome the current controversy and emerge stronger on the other side.